What up, what up, what up, Boob Nation? It's time to grab your boobs and tune into this week's episode of Boobtionary. We're jumping straight into the swing of things by addressing ways to approach your man when you got an interest in women. We about to get lit, y'all, so let's get it. This episode is brought to you by House of Boobs, where we sell everything boob except your bra. Your one-stop shop for all your boob accessories. Be sure to visit us at www.houseofboobs.com. That's HAUSOFBOOBS.com.
All right, well, we in there. I mean, I'm KB.
And I'm J. Marie. And this Boobtionary.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
That's how that be.
It is. Oh, man, this is about to be fun. You ready?
Yeah, bro, it is whirlwind roller coaster ride. Get ready.
Oh my god, you want to know my favorite song?
Oh, what's that? Dun 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 dun. Bingos,
not with it. I know you got up. I know you dancing.
Listen,
I know you rocking.
Hip hop and everything though. Hip hop. Right.
So we in there. This is what you got in store at the Boobtionary podcast.
All day, every day. And we're kicking this thing off with vagina vents. So stay tuned. Today has been a day, and I'm relaxing, needless to say, because it's a Sunday. However, it has been a very long week because even though we're working from home with this coronavirus, my work hours have increased. So, like, I work more from home. However, I'm tired more. You get what I'm saying? So I'm just a little frustrated. However, I'm glad to be getting this episode out. I'm glad that it's made extra time for me to be able to do certain things, such as get this podcast going, because I do feel if we weren't able to work from home through the pandemic, this this podcast would not be out right now. And that's just how I'm feeling. So I'm grateful at the moment. So, you know, we're going to go into this episode positive today.
Yes, Lord.
Okay.
Definitely. I'll put you on that one, man. It's been nuts, but I ain't even mad about working from home. I like working from home. I get to be naked. I ain't got to deal with traffic. That's my favorite part of working from home. Shout out to answering calls with my boobs out. It's my favorite thing to do. but I guess the only thing that's on my brain right now is I'm currently looking for a home. I'm home buying right now. So it's just trying to figure out the finances of it, the right move. You have so many people telling you, well, this is what I did. Well, this is what I did. And you're like, well, fuck, which one is the right one? So is that right, stuff. Right. And just, this is a huge, for a first time home buyer, this is a very huge investment that I've never been here. I haven't done it before. Huge investment. So me just being the type of person I am, I don't want to stumble. I don't mind stumbling. I don't want to fall flat on my face. So I'm thinking about that. And then with that being said, with all the different frustrations, I've been super freaking horny. Like I have been just,
yes, girl.
Oh my God. Like I have masturbated so much.
Listen, I was just talking about that to a friend of mine. I was just saying how like that one good night you used to be able to get and a good masturbation session used to be it. Now I need like 3-4, like hit me with back to back. Because one don't cut it.
Nope. Not at all. And it's like, and it's different because I'll be in my mood and I'll be ready to have sex with my boyfriend and us lay down or be with my partner. And it's like, all in. It's a whole different connection. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course I want to come on your dick. Of course. But then it's like I'm frustrated and I'm mad. So it's not even about the connection. Like, I just need a release. I'm so aggravated. I need to get that off right now. I don't have time for nothing else. I just want to come let me play with my little bean.
Okay. Okay. If you're not contributing to this nut right now, please stay clear. Please avoid contact.
Pretty much, bro. But that's it. That's the only thing on my mind. It's just getting this house together and making sure I'm making the right move, man. That's ultimately.
Making the right moves right now is very important, because making the wrong move can land up broke.
Yes, Lord.
Real quick. Yes, Lord. This pandemic ain't playing. Okay.
Not at all. Not at all. And that's
thought we was gonna be able to open up, and it was like, nah, not yet.
Right, right.
Everything right back down.
Facts.
Whether you got money or not, it did not care. But
facts.
Speaking of money,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna jump right into this good boob news,
mm-hmm.
because I do have some good news pertaining to funds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we all know the Breonna Taylor story. If you aren't on social media, period, right now, which everybody is, because we can't really socialize with social distancing going on. Mm-hmm. But she was killed in her sleep wrongfully by police. They had the wrong house. They came in shooting it up. She ended up losing her life. Her boyfriend tried to defend them, and he ended up going to jail. The charges have since been dropped because it was in defense and he was not aware that it was the police. Mm-hmm. However, of course, we can't bring her back to life. You know, a life is lost, it's gone, you know.
All right.
However, the school she was attending for nursing has created a scholarship in her honor for future nursing students. So I thought that was, really good of them to do, to honor her name and give some respect to what happened, because, you know, they still have not arrested the people in connection with that. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
any good news in that case is celebrated, especially in today's time.
Right, right. Exactly. I think that's really dope. Like, wow. I think that's really, really good, to be honest. Is.
It definitely paves the way for a lot of students, and nursing students right now, because I know nursing as a whole is a popular field in general.
Yeah.
So to have scholarships there for minority mm-hmm. women to follow behind in her footsteps is very, very good. I'm definitely proud of them for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Black women,
come on now,
powerful in the community. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been some talk going around about Beyonce as Storm in this new upcoming Black Panther suit. And I don't know if I'm for it.
Right.
I can't picture Beyonce storming me with lightning bolts and eyes rolling to gray. I just,
come on now. First of all, that's a hell of a segue. Secondly, the whole Storm thing, I'm a Marvel fan. Like, comics,
right.
Marvel movies, all of that. I'll say this, before the Beehive start fussing, I rocks with Beyonce. She cool.
Yeah.
I don't know her personally.
Musically.
She never came to the picnics, but she cool. Okay. She's an entrepreneur. She definitely is business-minded. She been in the game for a minute. I like Beyonce. Go Team B. How the fuck ever. When it comes to watching a Marvel movie, man, I can't watch Beyonce being Storm. Where Halle
okay.
at? Where Halle? Or Janelle. Exactly. Or Janelle Monáe. Or Janelle Monáe. Definitely.
I thought about Janelle Monáe too, because I have seen it circulate where she may be in the works as well. And I would rather see her than Beyonce in that role.
Mm-hmm.
But is Halle sick or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can we just knock on her door and say, hey, we making another movie. Come on, play your part.
Because, look, to be honest, I have forgot how, okay, forgive me for this, but I forgot how dope Halle was until I watched John Wick 3. And the way she was goddamn flipping and flopping with them dogs and shooting, I said, oh, baby, Halle, come back. Where you been?
Yeah, she, Mr. B.
I was like, Halle.
And that's what I said, I was trying to replace her, bro. If Will Smith can still get up and do Bad Boys 2 and look as good as he did, we can still go get Halle for Storm.
Exactly.
Okay? Same thing applies. Stop dishing out the men and not going back and getting the women.
Like, yeah, because no, we ain't got switching her role. And my thing is, I don't know if they were trying to get, because, you know, Marvel was taken over by Disney. So I don't know if it was a business move, like, okay, we partnering with Disney, you know, Beyonce or her team, whoever. They have something with Disney. They have some kind of contract with Disney. I don't know if it was just, you know, hey, let's just keep it all in the family. It makes sense business-wise. But as a consumer and as a, not even just a consumer, as someone who watches Marvel movies and actually does the comic, like reads the comics, does all of that, but I don't want to see Beyonce on there unless she's singing. And then even then, what's she going to do? Sing the thunderstorm? No, you can't bring the thunder with the... Man, bro, no.
I don't want to see
She can't hit. She can't hit it, bro.
It was bad enough in Lion King, though.
Oh, yeah. Like, I say the same thing.
Through that, do not stick her back in something even more important
for real,
the cinematic world. Like, no.
No, because, like, for real, like, you got a point, bro, because, like, I had to separate the cartoon when I was, you know, the cartoon Lion King from the real life one, from the whatever, and when I was watching it, I was like, all right, let me get the animation out of my head, because y'all tap dancing on my nerve. Once I did that, it was a decent movie, but then when the one part that aggravates me was when Beyonce little butt was she was supposed to be calling all the, you know, the lioness down, like, hey, we about to go get his ass, you know, rawr. I was just like, what are you doing, whispering to him, baby? You can't whisper to him. You're supposed to be mad. Like,
exactly my point. And then she could not give you that in that moment. What you think she gonna do is storm,
bruh? If you cannot sing because you're halo, you can't halo me and bring in the, you can't. And she, I cannot see her flipping and doing a live action. Like, Beyonce not kicking on hind parts.
Okay. It was that, what was that movie she was in? Where she was the wife and she was fighting
Is that enough? No, not enough.
It was, the storyline is just like enough almost.
Obsession.
Yes, obsessed or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
That's the most movement I've seen her do in a movie.
Yeah, no, and that ain't.
And that won't even all it.
It wasn't, because when she threw a punch, it looked wrong. Now, when she did, now, when she was in formation and when she was on her lemonade stuff and she was mad, you know what? Maybe Beyonce. Yeah, maybe she need to get some of that lemonade anger from her. Then maybe we can get some growl from her. But if she ain't hitting that, bro, don't come over here.
What are we going to do? We're going to dress Jay-Z up as a thunderstorm? I mean, come on.
Hey, that's what you do. You just have like a little cloud that look like Jay-Z face. Then she going to get mad all over again.
Dang.
Nah, they in a good spot. They good. Look, they in a good spot. Don't bring it up.
They're good now.
Chill out. Chill out. You crazy.
But to continue with this good boob news report.
Yes,
there was an African-American woman who created this HBCU graduate bingo.
Ooh.
Now, I wish this was out when I graduated from my HBCU. Shout out to CSU.
Hey, Viking Pride.
Okay.
Woo! Oh, my bad.
But it was for 2020 grads, and it was developed because of the pandemic, and you know how it has prevented graduation ceremonies from happening. So, instead of, I guess this was her way of, I can't say instead of, but this was her way of giving back. So she had over $1.3 million donated, and over, I think it was in less than 4 weeks, donated for prizes for the bingo. So this is real life prizes now. It's free to register, or it was free at the time. I think it has ended. It was for the month of June. It was free to register for any HBCU, current HBCU grad. You won over $14,000 in cash prizes. There were career launched professional services. It was a 4-day event. Like, it had all the bells and whistles. Like, when I tell you I wish this was out when I had graduated, I would have took full advantage.
Oh, yeah. All the way.
Because you could have got resume writing. You could have won mentorship from someone who's in the business in your field. You could have won an interview with a company. You know what I mean? You could have won $2,500, just anything to get you started right now, you know, after graduating, because the economy ain't where it need to be to support a graduating class. You know what I mean?
Right. It's really not.
It's not at all. And that was needed when we were coming out of school, because we graduated in a, I want to say it was worse than what it is now.
Mm. You think so?
Job-wise, put it that way.
Okay, job-wise. Yeah, yes. Definitely. It was rough. Worse. Yeah, you was out here fighting for a job.
Yes, because a lot of us went back home to live with our parents instead of graduating and going on to jobs with our own house and stuff like that. So the job market was way worse. So I do think that, you know, this helps a lot. She had dance breaks. She had a live DJ playing. I mean, each week the prizes increased. The first week it started with $1,000 cash prize, and with you know, in the last week it got up to $2,500 cash prizes. She gave away laptops. You know what I mean? Like it's essential stuff that you would have needed right now. So shout out to this Black woman who did this, and let me find her name so I can give you all the info. Because this was major. She is a Hollywood TV producer and an HBCU grad herself. She goes by TJ Mercer.
Oh, Teach.
Yes. TJ Mercer.
I love it.
And I think that was a really dope idea. So shout out to her for doing that, because, you know, you don't have a lot of people looking out for just HBCU grads. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like this was not open to everybody. This was just specifically open to HBCU grads, and I think that was dope.
That's really dope. That's super, super dope. Shout out to her. Shout out to all the women out there doing it. All the Black women out there doing it.
Right.
All the Black businesses is doing it. God dang it.
Right. Like right now is the time to show up and show out. And I mean, they taking it and running with it, getting all 40 acres and the mule. Okay. All of it. All right, sure. We're going to jump right on into feminine favor with some vagina health talk. Vagina health talk. So, did you know your vagina is self-cleaning? Like, you do not have to worry about cleaning the inside?
Yeah.
First off, do you know the difference between a vulva and a vagina?
Of course. But a lot of people don't. So explain it to the listeners.
Okay. So the vulva is, or your vulva, is the rooty tooty tooty. It's all that. Mm-hmm. Like you start from the clit, and you go all the way down to almost where your little booty hole at. The booty hole.
You so sneaky.
And so that's your vulva, okay? That's your lips, your clit, everything. Now, your vagina is your opening, okay? It's the hole that the pee-pee go in.
Ooh, okay? Not a pee-pee. I'm so done with you.
Not the pee-pee.
I don't let no pee-pee go in there.
That's your vagina. Okay? you know what?
Oh, my bad.
you got to show the little pee-pee love, too, okay?
I mean, little dicks need love too. However, not around here.
Listen, I had this thing in my y'all. I was thinking earlier, and I was like, "Yo, little dicks really do matter.
They do if they thick. But now, if you little and thin, bro, you might want to get your pussy eating game all the way up.
Well, no, they can enlargement now.
What? How are you gonna enlarge your penis? You mean like those little pumps?
No, you can get a surgery.
They have corrective surgery for dick now?
Yeah, it says you can grow it with the surgery. What is it, 2 to 4 inches, depending on, like, they you get to go in there for a consultation.
No, hold on, bro. Hold on. No. Wait, I have more questions. Because, hold up. So you're trying to tell me they got penis implants? Because I know how boobs are done, like boob augmentation.
Well, they say it's not an implant. It's your own bone structure. All they're doing is elongating.
So, but how? Because, okay. So, hold up. No, bro. So, how? How are they? I'm about to Google this. Because how? Like, do they
I'm
just...
I'm trying to tell you, look it up, bro. Look it up. I'm so serious. Look it up, because I saw a surgery of it getting done on Facebook one time, and I YouTubed the whole thing. I'm so serious. And you can grow your dick from 2 to 4 inches,
what?
Depending on how it is now. Like, bruh, they go in there, what? And they look at the skin. Uh-huh. They look at the lymph now. Uh-huh. They look at how much extra you have.
But you ain't got no extra if you trying to get some.
Listen, no. You'd be surprised where they find the extra from. Right.
Oh, I have so many follow-up questions. It's cool, though. We're going to have to touch back on this topic when I do some research. Because,
listen,
Lord knows. Yeah, we need to know. That's what's up. Shout out to all the little dick niggas. Because now there's a way that you can finally get big. You wait till we figure it out. I'm going to let you know.
Finally, y'all. No, it's finally a surgery the niggas can go through. Because I'm so tired of all these augmentations that the women got to go through. They appear perfect for niggas that don't even appreciate you.
Okay? Hey, but bro, time out. So look, what if you get a chick who mostly plastic in her prerogative, and then you get some dude with a plastic dick? They can't go nowhere hot. They gonna melt. They can't do it.
Oh my God, Rubbermaid. All right,
let me stop clowning, because some people, I guess, have issues with their penis.
Some people can't help it, however.
I mean, yeah, you can't help the way your penis was was attached
can't
to you,
help
but
the way it grow.
Oh my God, lack thereof.
Okay.
Okay, okay. We gotta get off this. This is not a male bashing type of platform. We're not bashing.
Nah,
we like dick.
We just love clit too.
Yeah. I just don't know how I feel about that, because my thing, and then we're gonna hop off. I swear to God, we're gonna hop off of it. But this is really crazy to me. Because like I love all dick is accepted. Yay. Not the small dick, because who wants it? But however, there are some people out there with small vaginas. And they love the small dick.
Okay,
so there's somebody out there for everyone.
Now, your vaginal canal is not the same as the next person's or the next woman. So everyone has a different size vaginal canal. And that is that long. Okay, that is your opening. Mm-hmm. And when the dick go inside, and you're like, ooh, that's deep. That's your vaginal canal.
Exactly. Okay. Some people don't got that part. Do you? As soon as they go in halfway, that's it. Ain't no more.
That's why little dicks matter, bro.
Yeah, they do. Matter of fact, next time you got a little dick, put on your profile when you're dating, I need someone with a small vagina to go with my dick.
Bruh,
that's how you do
I promise you, it'll feel like you is the man 100 grand.
Hell yeah. What? You turn that little cootie pootie up?
find somebody with walls. Find somebody with walls,
bro. Hey, bro, don't be out here trying these female walls, bro. Sometimes it's not the walls. Your dick can be small, and you can have some good, tight, intact walls and still be like, what is this?
No, some
what
women
are you doing?
Be honest. Some of y'all ain't got no walls, and it's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Oh, here you go. Well, you know what? And you know what? For those women who have no walls, I say get the guys who are here slinging 12-inch dick, because I know me as a regular female. I'm not taking a 12-inch dick. You're not nothing on my heart. I don't want it. I don't want it.
See, what you're not going to do is...
Nope. You ain't fucking up my life.
You're not going to destroy me down there so that when I do try to have pleasure with the next person, I don't feel nothing.
Oh, you stuck. You stuck for life. If you fuck the cootie up, that's it. It's yours now. Now what's up?
Exactly. Exactly. But you know what you can do? You can use that new Honey Pot Feminine Wash and tighten it right on up a little bit.
That is real. Now, Honey Pot, I love her. I love Honey Pot. And I think everyone loves Honey Pot, and that's why it's not on the shelves. Honey Pot, you need to come on now. you need to put some more stuff out there.
Even before Honey Pot came out, like, Feminine Wash, the importance of it has always been there. It's just that I was so scared to try products because I've caught urinary tract infections from using certain feminine washes that were on the market prior to Honey Pot being, Honey Pot being released. Mm-hmm. And then since her product has been released, Beatrice Dixon, since she's the owner of Honey Pot, since her product has been released, I've been loving it. Mm-hmm. You know, I done got the sensitive one, and I now, thanks to Bae, I mm-hmm. now have the normal feminine wash, and so I'm comparing the two to see which one I like more, but honestly, about the same. Like, yeah. I can smell the vinegar a little more and the normal feminine wash,
mm-hmm.
but other than that, it's about the same.
To be honest.
Body wise.
Yeah, nah, to be honest, I didn't really fuck with feminine wash like that. Because the one time that, what was it, Summer's Eve? So a lot mm-hmm. of the shit I tried was in college listening to people who did not have the same vagina that I had. And I should have known better.
Right.
Because they exactly. were like, oh, you need to try Summer's Eve. And I was like, well, for what?
Mm-hmm.
My coup de poo was fine. And then I tried that, messed up my pH. And I was like, nope, I'm good. This is stupid. She ain't even, she never even had this aroma before. I'm cool.
Exactly.
Like, let me go back to my all natural. I'm straight. But when Honey Pot came out, I love the sensitive wash. I was able to mm-hmm. fuck with that. I felt comfortable. It was made by a woman for women. She's a Black woman. It's Black owned. It was something about this. The product itself was fine. I got nothing but great reviews from different women, different coup de paints, all of that.
Exactly.
Like, so it was like, okay, let me try it. Tried it. Now I don't want anything else but that. I only want Honey Pot.
Exactly my point, because when I try not to bash them as a company, because like it may work for some people, it just does not work for me. But mm-hmm. when I did try Summer's Eve, like you said, listening to other people, and mm-hmm. you know, when word gets around that, hey, it's a new feminine wash on the market, let's use this, it worked, boom, I used it and immediately caught a UTI. Like, I could not use Summer's Eve ever. So mm-hmm. like, I ain't buy it. And then gotcha. When Honey Pot came out, it was kind of like, I don't know. But, you know, I was like, let's see, because it's from a Black woman, and I'm mm-hmm. going to support. And I said, the reviews are good.
Yeah.
And that's what made me go to it. Like, I'm not wanting to jump on a new product as soon as it come out.
Mm-hmm.
I have to wait and see what the masses say.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to wait on, I don't care if it's one review. I'm going to wait on that one review before mm-hmm. I put my dollar towards that product. But I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
Because my pH is loving.
Come on now.
So and we here. But, you know, speaking of pHs and loving it, we're going to jump on this August Alsina, and we're going to talk about, you know, Jada and Will for our relations and situations today.
So he's going to jump on in.
We're going to jump in here first, honey bun, because they got a lot going on with these entanglements.
Okay. Can I just be the first to say, I don't really give a shit. Like, I'm just going to jump in and just throw it out there, okay? The whole August Alsina, Jada, first of all, it was back all the way up, back. Jada and Will had an open relationship, open marriage. Mm-hmm. They mm-hmm. have a different kind of love, whatever the case may be. They said a while ago, hey, I wasn't happy. She wasn't happy. I had to find my happy. She had to find her happy. Now we can be happy together. This right. was already said a long time ago. So I don't give a shit about the relationship now. I don't give a damn. Then on top of that, with August coming out, everyone's so hyped up on this whole entanglement thing. And, oh, it's so funny how our society is. Now, just last week, we was marching. We was talking about bringing all this justice and blah, 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 blah. Now y'all making funny memes with entanglement. Ain't nothing wrong with
okay.
it. I love Black Twitter. That's what we do. We poke fun at everything. However, some things just don't need that much attention. This does not need that much attention. Now,
exactly.
did she, like, it's not that deep. Did Jada potentially maybe harp onto this young man? Maybe. I don't fucking know. But at the same right. time, August was throwing the dick. He was well over the age of consent.
Bruh.
That's all I'm saying.
Listen.
That's all
August
I'm saying.
Ain't say slow down, bitch. not one time have you heard
Mm-mm.
anybody say August said no.
Is it?
Okay. But
Mm-mm.
my whole thing is, I went back and listened to the interview August originally did that started all this commotion with
mm-hmm.
Angela Yee. And yo, it was a mere mention in
mm-hmm.
the interview. When I tell you that was like an hour and a half interview, and he maybe stayed on Jada 2 minutes,
yep.
and y'all took that and ran with it.
Of course.
Like, yo, so what? They had relations. Like you said, we already knew they had an open relationship. If you don't know the ramifications of their open relationship, that's because you're not a part of it.
Period.
Like, that's dead. Mm-hmm. Like, it don't involve you. You know, and yes, you are going to see Jada probably was involved with some people and faces you know, because that's the circle she ran.
Exactly. She's
going to run in those circles. So it's going to be names you know. It's going to be faces you know. It's going to be people you know. Because we know Jada.
Exactly.
You know?
I just, yeah, the whole hype around it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have laughed, liked, and shared a couple of funny things. However, I'm not giving it that. I'm not giving it that energy or that much attention. There's so many other greater issues out there. There's so many things that we can be discussing. There's so many things that we need to be unifying on. It shouldn't be, who did Jada sleep with a couple of years ago? Like, what the fuck? Am I about to sleep with Jada? Am I about to get some Will's dick?
No. Anytime somebody has any type of scandal going on, it makes breaking news immediately. Now, I personally, in the beginning, thought it was a ploy for his new album that just dropped, because the album dropped Friday, the news hit Saturday. So I was like, yo, or the interview hit Saturday. And I was kind of like, yo, it's a ploy for attention so that his album sales would increase. Because, you know, that first night you sitting there, you like, all right, we got some sales, but it ain't where it should be. Let's drop something. You know what I mean? Let's drop something juicy to bring your name up. And I felt like that in the beginning. But this has kind of spiraled a little bit too much out of control to now for me to just feel that it was a ploy for his album.
No, I think it still was. And excuse me. And it just spiraled out of control. And the bad part is, I didn't even know your boy had an album. All I knew is that he got his dick sucked a couple years ago and that his feelings were hurt. That's all I knew. Bruh. I didn't even know his album was coming out.
That's the thing. Every time I mention that to somebody, everybody's like, he had an album come out? Yeah.
Exactly.
The album was actually pretty good. It was pretty decent. I'm not even gonna lie. It sounded like old August. Didn't sound like he took a break. Didn't sound like he fell off. None of that. It was a little soppy, but I mean, it's old. You know, he's like the modern day Keith Sweat. Keep whining. But anyway, you know, I just felt like it went too far when it won't even that serious to begin with.
Nah, it wasn't.
I could care less who Jada is inviting in her pussy. And that's just to be honest.
That's it.
It ain't me, so I could care less about it.
So let's see. It was 4 years ago, right? Something like that, 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. August Alsina is 27, so he was 23. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. He was throwing grown dick. He was out there.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about it?
And then you know at 23, whether you married or not, if somebody of that stature come to you and say they want to sleep with you, you mean to tell me you gonna tell them no?
Well, see, I would probably have some more stipulations. Like, am I gonna get a weekly allowance? Are you not gonna be my sugar mama?
He lived with them.
Oh, and then there you go. He was straight.
Yes. He lived with them.
See, I didn't get that deep into the story because I don't care.
It was in home dick. But that's what I said. It don't matter. Like, the fact that she was living with them and they were sleeping together at that time. And I do believe Will consented to it. I do believe that it hurt him because I don't think he knew how deep they had gotten with each other. And I think that's what the initial shock was to him. Now, hearing that it's resurfacing and all that is coming out, I think that he didn't know that they had, you know, that deep of a feeling for each other. Mm-hmm. I think he knew they messed, but he thought it was just sex.
But then that's kind of opening the door for any other polyamorous relationship or open relationship. Where are the guidelines? And everyone is different. But if I'm in an open relationship, so me and my partner, we're solid. And we're like, hey, we want to have fun with a third. Or I want you to go get your back broke and then come back. And you know what I'm saying? Let me see what happens. Everybody's a little different.
I was about to say, that's for that couple to set, though. Like,
exactly.
That's for her and Will to have had that conversation prior to. And then clearly.
Prior to and with.
Didn't.
Right. Oh, yeah, it should have happened prior to and with the third party. So and me and my partner, hey, this is what we're, this is what you out. Do. This is what you don't do.
Exactly. And that's why, to me, that's why Will looks so hurt now, is because they didn't have that conversation beforehand to say, hey, this is what I'm willing to allow, this is what I'm okay with, this is what I'm not okay with, or this is, hey, this is what we agree to do, this is what we agree not to do. that conversation don't seem to have been had before the relationship with August and Jada.
Yeah,
and it was probably thrown out there like, hey, I have an interest in this guy. You know, we live an open relationship, so that's that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, because, yeah, it's poor Will. But it's not even, it's not even like, oh, he, because everybody was saying it, yeah, Will knew and he allowed it, and this and the third. If two consenting adults, or if consenting adults said, hey, this is the role that we're playing, this is what we do, that should be the end of it. But it's not like he, oh, I allowed her to. Nah, they was with the, they was with the stuff. Like, they was with it.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, she a grown woman.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, yes, you have a husband. Yes, you're supposed to go to him with certain things. But if you want to do something, you're going to do it regardless of what I say.
Right.
And that's that. Like, Jada's a grown woman. She did what she wanted to do at the end of the day. And this is the bed she made, and now she just got laying.
Pretty much. And I don't want to watch her laying it with people.
Girl! Not all, okay? He's trying to watch her laying. No more beds.
Curiata.
But, speaking of beds, I recently have gotten asked this question a lot. So this is where the Let's Talk topic of today is coming from. I have been approached by about 3 different women who are in relationships currently, with men, or with, I'll say penis owners. I can't say with men. I'll say penis owners. And they're interested in people with vaginas. And they just don't know how to bring it up to their mate or their current mate. So I wanted to talk about it today because I didn't know it was an issue, you know, as much as it is in the dating world today. But a lot of women dating now have an interest in other women. And it's not saying that you're solely interested in women, but they're saying like, hey, I'm with my boyfriend. I still want to be with my boyfriend, but I do have an interest in women. And for the satisfaction of pleasure, I just want to be with women occasionally. And it's just like, how do I break that down to somebody I've been with for, let's say, 4 or 5 years?
So wait, so you're in a relationship with your partner, and basically you want to step out. Not necessarily step out, but you wanna engage
women. Yes, you wanna engage with women now sexually as well. And so, what their issue is say, like seriously, you've been with somebody 5, 6 years, 4 or 5 years, however long. It's a long term relationship. Y'all have been together. Y'all have grown, and now it's like, hey, I've reached a new height in my sexuality. And I do think that I want to explore women a little bit. How do you bring that? You know, the question has been posed to me. How do you bring that to your partner? You know, so
that's a good question.
Up with a few good steps just to get you started. I'm not saying this is what you do and go by. This is not to live it down. No, this is just saying what I would do in that situation, because I like... I'm pansexual, so it doesn't matter what form you come in. If I feel a connection with you and we vibe and there's love between us, I'm going to date you or I'm going to see what's there. That's me. I don't care if you trans, man, woman, whatever, queer, it's fine. You know what I mean? That's me. But I need a partner that also understands that, hey, even though you are a woman, or even though you are a man, or even though you're trans, that does not mean that I'm solely just attracted to that group. You know, I have to have somebody who understands that I'm pansexual, but yes, I'm with a guy right now.
Gotcha.
You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's a conversation that can be had in the beginning. But if you're coming to oneself and you're figuring yourself out and all that other crap, you may not get it until you hit that third year, fourth year, whatever. And then sometimes it's not even really that, how can I say it, that you reached a new peak. You could just be curious, because if I'm with the same person, even if it's not a different sexuality, I mean, I'm sorry, even if it's not a different, like a different partner, if I'm with my partner for 5-6 years and we doing the same thing, but at 5-6 years, oh baby, it's time to switch it up. Throw me on the ceiling and see what happens. So I think sometimes it could be that part. Mm-hmm. But if I'm posing a question to my partner, and because I'm a Juju, you know, I don't know the political stuff, the politically correct way to say things sometimes. So please forgive me. But I'm a female. I was born that way. I got all the parts that came with it. And I date a dude, and he same way, cisgender. I think that's what it's called. So me and him, that's our dynamic. That's what it is. Now, have I came in a couple of different mouths? Sure. Why not? So if I'm telling him, if I'm talking to my partner, I'm like, yo, I love you. This has been awesome. But I really want to suck on some titties. Like, that's the kind of open communication that we have with each other. Like, I think that's not even, I think you should just have that type of comfortability or communication within a relationship to say that. Because sometimes
everybody don't have it.
Well, then that's problem number one. That's, if you with somebody for 5-6 years and you can't tell them, yo, you trying to suck some titties? Like, you want to see what it feel like to jiggle some balls?
I agree. I absolutely agree. How, and I have learned that communication is key. If I don't have it in year one, I know I'm not going to have it in year five if we're not changing nothing. So I've understood that now. However, everybody ain't got there yet, you know? And I understand that you honestly may not have known you needed to be there.
Yeah.
You know, because you grow individually too within your relationship. So you may have individually grown and reached that point to now where you're like, oh, wait a minute. I realized that I need to communicate with you. Like, we really in this together. It's a lifelong commitment. So now how do I do that? Because I don't know, because we've never done it.
And then maybe it can be more of a conversation like, hey, I think honestly, all of it starts with communication, of course. But I think it should start off a conversation such as, first of all, you want to reassure your current partner. You are enough. You good. I love you. I love us. I ain't trying to go nowhere. I don't want you to go nowhere. I just want to suck on some titties. Like, or I want to have sex with a guy. Or I want to do whatever. I feel like once you get that part, you should be fine. Go ahead.
Right. And that ties right into my first point of knowing exactly what you want to talk about before you approach your partner. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to sit down with yourself, just you, not your best friend, not your mama, not your sister, not your cousin. Sit down with you and yourself and figure out exactly what you want before you open your mouth to ask somebody for anything.
Yeah.
Figure out what it is that you're missing. Figure out what it is that you want. Exactly what you want. So that you can easily and clearly communicate that to someone else. Yeah. Because this person that you're talking to don't know.
And they because after the reassurance part, it's going to be like, all right, so I'm enough. So what do you want to do with this person? You can watch.
Exactly.
I want to twiddle them. I want to bump skins with them. And I mean, again, you can join. You can watch. I can tell you about it. You want to videotape it? We can make a movie. However it feels comfortable to you, because you're still my partner, but it is something that I want to explore. Like, I want you to feel comfortable as my partner, but I also want you to know that this is something that I want to explore. I'm coming to you and I'm being, and that's another thing. If I'm coming to you and I'm telling you, hey, this is something I want to try. This is something I want to explore. This is something that I'm really think I'm into now.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm telling you that part, then that should let you know where I am in the relationship. That should let you know where I stand, instead of going around and being on the DL and not telling you nothing and all this other stuff. That's how crap gets started. That's how you ruin your relationship. Yes. That's how you ruin lives. But because like, now your partner has no idea.
Yes, that goes back to communication, and that also ties in trust. I got to trust you in order to be able to communicate with you. And if I tell you certain things that I don't want repeated, I have to know that you're not going to repeat them in order for me to come to you with it. So if I don't trust that you're not going to repeat it, then I already know where the communication is falling at.
Yeah, but I would say to the people that's asking this in the 5-6 year relationship, if you don't have communication and trust at this point, what are you doing? Because exactly. Like, what are you doing with this person? I don't want to have a lifetime commitment with somebody I can't talk to.
You're wasting time.
You're wasting time, energy, good cootie juice, all of that. You're wasting a lot of time.
You're wasting time and energy because them orgasms need to be had.
Come on now. Golly. And then my thing is, think about all the orgasms that you're missing out on. Think about all the sexual experiences that you're not getting.
You're denying yourself by staying with somebody that you're just comfortable with. You are denying yourself a great time and pleasure, bro.
Yeah, I want somebody who's going to be, like, freaky. Just try some dumb stuff. Like, go and put some gravy on my booty and see what it tastes like. Like, listen, just dumb stuff.
Listen, slurp it out the crack of my ass, okay?
Get all up in there. Don't worry about it.
But, anywho, getting back to the topic.
My bad.
Because you know how we do. But
always.
You also want to choose one topic at a time
to talk about.
So, like,
I agree.
Don't sit up there and be like, all right, I'm interested in women. And now I'm going to bring up the fact that I'm not pleased in bed and this person don't do this and this person don't do that. And I'm going to bring up this argument we had this day and I'm going to bring up this fight we had this day because all I'm trying to prove is that I want to open up the relationship to bring women in. But no, you got to don't bring up the downfall in order to get what you want. If you want to say, hey, I want to talk to you about, you know, being curious enough to bring a woman in the bedroom or being curious enough to say, hey, I want to step out separately and just, you know, have sex with just me and another woman. You know, just talk about that one thing. Don't go off and keep branching off into other things because then the conversation gets entangled and that's how you end up in entanglement.
You're so stupid.
Without clear, you know what I mean? But but I'm being honest, that's how you end up without, you know, clear direction or clear rules or a clear depiction of what you're doing in your relationship.
Because you
never were clear about your intentions and the topic, you know, you couldn't narrow down what you were talking about because there were so many things going on at once that it was like, okay, well, you brought this conversation to me, but what were we talking about in the beginning?
Yeah, but then not even just that. Once you start bringing up all the negative stuff, now that person's on the defense. Now that person's not listening to you. Now all your words and everything else is falling on deaf ears because you've messed up the line of communication. Now it's not a conversation. Now it's you yelling at me or you fussing at me.
Exactly.
Now I feel like you're just hurting me. Now you gut punch me and stuff. That's not cool.
Exactly. And that ties us into the next point. Don't attack your partner just because they don't agree with your perspective or they don't see where you're coming from.
That's on anything.
And that's literally, that is on anything. That's on any argument, any topic. But especially a sexual topic when you're touching on something that you're not getting or something they're not doing. You don't want to attack somebody.
Right.
And, you know, bringing up other topics other than that one topic you're trying to focus on will feel like you're attacking somebody.
Yeah.
And then I'm not going to hear what you're trying to tell me you need because you're attacking me. I'm going to be more focused on defending myself and defending my position because I feel attacked. And I'm not even focused anymore on what you need.
But you know? Sometimes, yeah, but it's a two-way street though. Like, and I guess the word of the day is communication. Because if my partner's telling me something, right? Like if my man is sitting here telling me, hey, Key, I need you to do this, that, and this, blah, blah, blah. If even yes, the way he approaches me and the way he talks to me definitely has to have some type of finesse to it. Like you need to be nice. Don't be coming at me yelling at me, giving me all this different stuff. But at the same time, as the listener and as the person who wants to hear my partner and as the person who wants to move forward with my partner and keep us good, just relationship-wise, I have to also sit and listen with understanding. So if my listening skills are not, okay, I know you're saying this, but what's up? Like, let me make sure I understand where you're coming from. Let me hear you. Let me get your point of view. And then we can meet somewhere in the middle. But if automatically, as soon as they open their mouths, that you want a defense, that's a problem already.
Yes, that is a problem in itself. Yes, it is. And you definitely need to get out of that situation if that is, if every time you bring up a point or you try to say, hey, I'm unhappy with this, or hey, just simply communicating what you're unhappy with, and that person is always on the defense, that is a clear indication that you need to leave the relationship, because they're not in it for you at that point, like at all.
Right.
But that's another issue. We still going back to saying, don't attack your partner. Understand that they are a different person, that everybody's perspective is not going to be the same. Listen and come to an agreement, compromise. That's the biggest thing with communication in a relationship. You're supposed to compromise and work at it together and reach the end result together. So it's not going to be all of what you want. It's not going to be all of what they want. It's a little of both.
Yes, Lord.
And that ties into our last fact, which is to know your end goal, whether that be to, like, are you trying to have just sex with women? Mm-hmm. Are you trying to be more open with your partner? Are you trying to ask to open a relationship up? You have to know your end goal when going into the conversation, because if not, you can get confused and the lines can get jaded. And then you are sitting there, hey, I brought this point up to you that I'm missing something. Yes, I brought the topic to you. Now, we'd have narrowed down on the topic, but because I didn't know what I wanted out of the conversation, we still just talking about it. You know, you're
talking in circles.
Exactly. You got to know what you want to get out of the conversation before you start it.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go into it saying, hey, okay, the point of me bringing this to you today is because I want you to know that I have an interest in women. All right, cool. That's today's conversation. Now, next week, we can talk about it. All right, now that you know that I have an interest in women, what are we going to do about the interest in women? Okay, that's the next conversation, you know? All right, now that you know what I want to do with this interest, because now I want to suck on some titties. So I just, you know, I don't want to, you know, eat a woman out. I just want her to eat me out. Or I just want you to watch, or I don't want you to watch, or I want you to be involved. I don't want you to be involved. That's the next conversation, you know?
Right.
It doesn't have to happen all at once, because it doesn't come to you all at once. You know, as you grow, your sexuality grows. So it's okay to piece it out and talk about it in pieces to someone else as you piece it together, because you don't have all the answers all the time.
Right.
You know, they're not always blatant and upfront, you know, and pointed out, and like, it's not a manual. Life is never a manual. So we don't have the answers even to things we're exploring within ourselves. So you may not know exactly what you want your end goal to be yet.
Yeah.
So piece it together. Talk about it just a little at a time. You know? It's all you got to do. Choose a topic. Talk about it. One topic at a time. You got this out the way? All right, cool. Now we can talk about the next topic. All right, we got that out the way? Cool. Next topic. And while you're doing it, knock your goals off. All right, well, I told him I'm interested in women. All right, cool. You know? Just slowly do it. It don't have to all be at once.
Not at all. Matter of fact, that's how some of the best threesomes are. You don't just jump into it. You just be like, you don't want to touch a leg? What about a thigh? What about that pussy?
Exactly.
Want to give it a little kiss?
Exactly. And you also got to, you can't be afraid to get out there and do it. Like,
you to
know what you like and don't like, you're going to have to do it.
Go all in, too.
Yes. Because if you don't, you're not going to know what you don't like.
Right. That part.
That's the only way to find out what you like and don't like is to do it.
Period.
And the more you do it, you get better at it.
Yeah. Come on now. Yes, Lord.
Today was a word, though.
It was.
It was indeed, but we are wrapping it up. And we hope to meet you all back here every other Thursday. Okay?
Okay. All
right. Every other Thursday, right here on Anchor. We're going to catch you later. Squeeze your boobs. We done. Y'all can relax. And we catch y'all on the next episode, y'all.
Yeah.
We out.
Shaking boobies.
Yeah.